Sa Voice News, the Global Link. VIP attributes improved energy supply to power imports and increased water levels. Build Zambia 2064 calls for mindset change in electing leaders. And about 200 West African soldiers in Benin for cleanup after failed coup. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Inge Okasabo. Vice President Mtalina Lumango has attributed the recent improvement in the country's electricity supply to increased water levels in the Kafue River and continued power imports. Recently, the Minister of Energy, Makozo Chikwete, announced that power supply has improved, with some areas now receiving up to 10 hours of electricity supply per day. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango said that the Kafue River Basin has recorded increased water flows, enhancing power generation, while ongoing power imports have also contributed to stabilizing supply. Government is hoping that Lake Kariba will also record improved water levels so that the country can have sufficient energy, said Mrs. Nalumango. She was responding to Nkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu, who asked what miracle had led to the sudden improvement in electricity supply after years of extended load shedding. Mrs. Nalumango stated that the country should expect more positive changes, saying some people may not understand the workings of God and the efforts of the UPND administration. She urged Zambians to remain hopeful, emphasizing that government is committed to delivering the development it promised.
There is more water today in the Kafue West. Please, the church. That is the truth. I personally have gone and seen this part of the country. So Kafue right now is generating a little more. I have not been told about Kariba because I haven't even been there. But it is more of Kafue. It is our hope that Kariba will also increase its generation as the water level rises. Right. And colleagues, we have also been importing. And hard negotiations have been going on. This is what this government can do.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Nalumango has called on the Ministry of Justice to consider more stringent measures to curb the rising cases of defilement, stating that making the offense non-bailable alone is not sufficient to deter offenders. Mrs. Nalumango said the current approach does not guarantee that offenders will refrain from committing the same crime after serving their sentences. She expressed concern that withholding bail for child defilers, while important, does not equate to the damage inflicted on victims. Not giving bail to child defilers cannot be compared to the lives of children being destroyed every day, said Mrs. Nalumango. She was responding to Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mlenga, who asked when government would introduce together punitive measures for child defilement beyond making the offense non-bailable. Mr. Mlenga also referenced countries that have introduced extreme punishments, including castration. In her response, Mrs. Nalumango acknowledged the sentiment behind Mr. Mlenga's proposal, saying there is need for stronger deterrence to end the vice, and urged the Minister of Justice to explore more effective and lawful measures to protect children.
Non-bailable is not an issue, because at the end of the day, if the law, if there is any memory, will go to 15 years. That's nothing compared to the life you have destroyed. That is nothing. I think what you said is what part of your body did you use? I don't think that part should remain intact. The situation is drastic, colleagues. The situation is drastic. It is calling for drastic measures.
Build Zambia 2064 Chief Executive Officer Joseph Mushalika has urged Zambians to change their mindset regarding how they elect leaders. Dr. Mushalika said citizens must begin to question leaders based on their ideologies and development plans, rather than on personal relationships or empty campaign promises. speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika emphasized that politicians must be interrogated on the ideologies they intend to work with to advance development. Zambians must not be fooled by changes and t-shirts, but they should be more interested in the ideas aspiring leaders have for them, saying Dr. Mushalika. He warned that the continued trend of electing leaders without vision will not benefit the country in any way. Dr. Mushalika has therefore called for a mindset change among citizens if the country is to progress.
Just coming to me and saying you are suffering, there's load shedding, without giving me an alternative, excuse me, you are not my candidate, okay? Just coming to me and saying, hey, look, Zambia, we are still importing cooking oil, without giving me an alternative, you're out of my way. I have no reason to stand in a queue and give you a vote. I don't have a reason. And we must have a lot of Zambians who must tell politicians, I don't think I have a good reason from yourself to stand in a queue and vote for you. So we'll make our politicians start thinking that we are not here to be gathered and given t-shirts and you speak whatever nonsense you have and we clap for you and tomorrow we queue up. We are not available. And Zambians must actually say we are not available. We are not for sale.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged the government not to restrict passport applications exclusively to online platforms, arguing that such a move could disadvantage citizens who are not technologically literate. This follows government's announcement of the launch of an online passport application system, now integrated into the governance service bus and officially operational. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda welcomed the digital initiative but cautioned that limiting applications to online channels would create barriers for many Zambians, particularly those in rural areas where access to technology remains a challenge. Mr. Mianda suggested that government maintain both physical and online application options until the public becomes fully familiar with the new digital systems. Meanwhile, he expressed concern that the digital rollout comes at a time when the country is experiencing persistent network challenges, which he warned could slow down the application process even more than the previous physical system. Mr. Mianda has since urged government to address network inefficiencies, stressing that failure to do so could undermine the purpose of digitalizing passport services.
We still have people who are not learned, and yet they still need these services. So if we seek ourselves to say, okay, we'll actually digitalize everything, especially on the acquisition of passports, which is a very important document, then it means that we are disadvantaged that are not learned. Okay, we are disadvantaging those that do not have the knowledge on the digitalization. So let us see how we can marry the two systems to make sure that, you know, everyone is catered for. Those that are educated and even those that are learned should actually benefit from the arrangement.
We now join Chela Sulwamba with the latest on the money markets.
A lovely afternoon to all our listeners, you know, on radio station of Junior Business at as usual. Straight into stock markets. I'm looking about 2552.02. That's our loan, the Saga Stock Exchange. And I think a lot of activity is almost 1.5 million quarter change. And yesterday, that is Airtel. If I were to look at these shares, I think I would dip in Chiranga Cement. Demand for cement is okay there. Even if I kept the shares for about 6 months and sell them out. And Airtel, talking in bundles out there. Dow Jones 48704. And of course, 732.07 London Stock Exchange. This is live for you via Bloomberg. And those driving is 61.2 a barrel. That is a Brent crude, and 57.55. That is Jeff, just in case you're flying. And I'm looking at Gold Lovers 4316.34. Kazen Sele, right, is announced. And 1179.450 on the copper side. It's gone up there. Petan 14615. That is nickel as well. A ton. And TBU's results are out. Coming looking for 2.2 billion kwacha. They've cherry picked, I've seen on 365 days as well as an appetite. 1.8 billion kwacha went in and cherry picked 1.7. Vis a vis the interest is on 14.5%. Currency wise, the 1.33 is the pound, 1.17 the euro. South African rand very strong, 16.85, 7.07. Chinese ones stacked there for the whole week. Indian rupee 90.42. Japanese yen 155. Because Japanese driving a Japanese car, and those commodities 445. Etan maize being planted, the whole nation. 6371. Cocoa lovers, we can't get cocoa here in Zambia. Factory 1.25, that is for you. Wheat lovers, and of course, wheat international market. And of course, 1096. Soybeans also being planted as believed. So, all in all, the Kwacha does hold in there. The Stanbic Bank had dropped it to 22.69 buying, but they've gone up again to 26.8. And all the other banks, like FNB, they stuck on 23. So your leverage is 23 sell, and of course,